Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 20, 24 to 31. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 20, verse 24 to 31. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Let us reflect on the theme, believing without seeing. Believing without seeing. In this passage, we encounter doubting Thomas, a figure who has become emblematic of the struggle to believe without direct evidence. His doubt is not met with reproach, but with an invitation from Jesus to come and see, to touch and believe. This act of mercy highlights two key aspects. The first is the nature of faith. Jesus' response to Thomas underscores a profound truth about faith. It often resides beyond the boundaries of empirical evidence. Faith asks us to trust in what we cannot see, to believe in the reality of God's kingdom even when it is not immediately evident. This is a call to spiritual maturity, moving beyond the need for signs and wonders to a faith that rests in the truth of Jesus' words and promises. The second is Jesus' personal invitation. The interaction between Jesus and Thomas also illuminates the personal nature of faith. Jesus Christ meets us where we are, understanding our doubts and fears. He does not dismiss Thomas for his lack of faith. Instead, he provides the very evidence Thomas says he needs. My dear friends, this is a powerful reminder that our faith journey is deeply personal, and Jesus Christ is willing to meet each of us in our unique place of doubt or unbelief, inviting us to deeper belief and trust. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life are you struggling to believe without seeing? How can you open your heart to trust God's promises even when evidence seems lacking? Number two, how does Jesus' gentle approach to Thomas' doubt speak to your own doubts or fears about faith? In what ways can you seek Jesus' presence and assurance in your journey of faith? Lord Jesus, like Thomas, we often find ourselves wrestling with doubts and seeking tangible proof of your presence and promises. Teach us to walk by faith, not by sight, trusting in your word even when we cannot see. Help us to remember that blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Thank you for meeting us in our doubts, offering your hands and your side as proof of your love and sacrifice. Strengthen our faith that we may live fully in the joy and assurance of your resurrection. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.